It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Join me now on the line is Pastor Ken Filsendola, talking to us about now exemplar of humanity. What goodness, the words we're using these days. Anyways, the condescension of Christ is not only a theological concept, but also a practical and ethical guide for Christian living. And that's why we have Pastor Ken Filsendola talk to us about the exemplar of humanity. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
I am so glad and very excited. You are a blessing. And you know, I take this moment to greet all our listeners and ask that the Lord will guide us in our brief discussion for this afternoon.
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
In our lesson for today, you know, the exemplar of humanity, it actually already comforts us that we have an example that we can follow. And this example, we will discuss him even as we continue in our study for today. Thank you.
Yeah. So let's get down to it, Pastor. How did Jesus teach servant leadership, Kat?
If before I talk about Jesus, you know, if there's something that we need to learn is servant leadership. Do you know that today we miss the mark? When a person becomes a pastor, when a person becomes an elder, you know, it's like they become a boss now. It's like they become a boss. I pastored a church, and after announcing nominations, this elder was to be the first elder at this church. And you know, not knowing what happened, it's like he sat with his wife. We don't know. He sat, and this Sabbath, when we were finally announcing and welcoming the new office bearers for the following year, he came with a list of things he wanted to do without consulting anyone. You know, servant leadership, as we learn it from Christ, he taught us servant leadership by demonstrating. You remember one example when he began to wash the feet of the disciples. There is nothing better to have God in human form beginning to humble himself and wash the feet of the disciples. Wow, that is good servant leadership.
Okay. So the importance of putting others first, as displayed by Jesus, how important is that, and how can we demonstrate that in our lives today?
You know, let me say it first on a lighter note. This doesn't mean, you know, when we say put others first, even at school you start becoming the last one. No. This one, we encourage that. When you put others first, you value them as precious as you value yourself. You begin to consider them that they are also created in the image of God. Actually, Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, here the Bible says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you look not only his own interests, but also to the interest of others." You know, when you fail to put others first, you will not see any value in them. You will not even see anything good coming out of them. I worked in an area where one pastor was a director at the office. And this director had a problem with one pastor in the district. This pastor in the district had a problem of seeing himself as the best, and he saw himself that he is the one who should have been there. So the one who was at the office, whenever he asked for reports, he would not give reports. This person in the district would not give reports. He would not do anything. But you know, in the end, the one who was at the office at some point, when elections came, he was taken to the district. And the one who was in the district came to the office. And the time for reports came. Then the one who went to the district said, you know, do you remember what happened? You thought that when we were at the office, we didn't know what we were doing. So you who thought you know or you knew, do it now without our reports. And it was a very difficult thing. You know, if all of us began to treat each other that way, that would not be a better world to live in.
Yeah.
We all have a better example, and this example is in Jesus. We should learn to put others first. This is why Sister White, in the book Help in Daily Living, page 34, paragraph 3, the first part says, cultivate the habit of speaking well about others. And this begins to teach us how we can begin to put others first.
Okay. Okay. So what in Jesus' life shows his love given as a sacrifice? Before he died, in his life?
In his life, actually, there like the example that I gave, he showed that he loved the people so much. In many instances, he lived his life doing things for others or making things better for others. In many situations, he was just living to do that which would benefit somebody, would help somebody. He was healing, he was feeding the poor, he was reaching out to many, and he would just do it. He would just do it to show that he loves people. And even at the time when he finally died, he all did it to demonstrate his love for us.
What about forgiveness? Did Jesus place emphasis on forgiveness too?
Yes, he did. He actually taught us how to pray, and even how he taught us how to pray, in the prayer itself, there's an emphasis that we should forgive others if we want to be forgiven also. And you know, forgiveness is actually medicine in case somebody is injured. And you know the way it is. Usually, the people who injure us will go on happy in life, and us who are failing to forgive who were injured will be the ones whose health actually begins even to deteriorate when those who injured us are happy and things are okay. They are not even taking any drugs for what happened. But for me, who is not forgiving, I remain with this pain. I remain unhappy. I remain in all these situations that actually are affecting me and not the person who injured me. So forgiveness is actually a very good thing. Medicine for me who got injured.
Okay. Okay. I was hoping you'd give us perhaps examples, because in his life, do we have any time where Jesus was hurt or injured? Or, well, because we only see him saying, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do, at the cross. During his life, do we see any time when Christ is done wrong or done bad and he forgives?
Yes. Actually, you know, living the life of Jesus is a very difficult thing, because it's like every day, the Pharisees were after him. Every day, people are after you and just trying to find a fault. What has he said today? What is he doing today? So there would be all these things. I think I am living much better because I really don't know what people say about me. But for him, he knew. For him, he heard it. For him, every day this was what he was going through. But he never kept any grudge.
Okay.
He just loved them.
Okay. All right. All right. Final point there, Mfundisi, and I'll let you go. What is the model of living that Jesus is giving us through his approach to living?
Actually, Jesus is teaching us peace, that we can find it. If we live to put others first, if we live to put value on people, he is teaching us that we can have peace. It is possible to live in harmony with everyone. It is possible to enjoy relationships with others that actually help and draw us more closer to God than every time relationships that are bringing tears, relationships that are bringing all these things. And it can begin if we follow the example of Jesus. Right beginning in our homes. You know, I was pastoring an area where this woman came and she says, "Pastor, pray for me." And I said, "What is the problem?" And she says, "Pastor, right in my family, we are brothers and sisters, but we don't talk to each other. We are not together. Mm-hmm. We don't visit each other. But this is one family, from one father, from one mother. They are from the same father, from the same mother, but they can't talk to each other. They can't do. So when we follow the example of Christ, we learn how we can have peace, how we can live in harmony with one another. And for me today, in the example of Christ, this is what I draw as the most important lesson.
Okay.
And you know, I sorry for that. I also just wanted to say, I don't know how it feels, because I had another member who told me, "You know, Pastor, it's difficult for me to continue coming to this church." I said, "But what is the problem?" He said, "Pastor, every time I come to this church, people are talking ill about me. When you just see them gather and begin to talk, it's like I am the topic." So I said, "But how do you know? If you try by all means wanting to find others and maybe to look for people who are talking about you, you always find them. They'll always be there. But should it be my business to follow up whoever I heard is talking about me?" That is not how it should be. We should spend actually more time praying and allowing that God takes charge without putting grudge on anyone. For those whom for those whom we know have said things about us, especially emphasizing the aspect of forgiveness, like what happened to me, I approached this fellow pastor and I said, "Pastor, let us pray. Pastor, what have I done to you? What is the problem?" And you know, this pastor said, "Pastor, there's nothing, but why these things?" And he had nothing to say. I want to mention that, you know, the example of Christ, of not putting any grudge, approaching people with a sober mind, wanting to see every one of us at peace, is the way we must go.
Okay, that's deep. All right, Mfundisi, I'm going to ask you to please offer a word of prayer just before we part ways. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Let us pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you so much for many good things you teach us in Jesus. Sometimes, Lord, we experience a situation where we want to be the boss amongst others, where we want to override others, where we are blinded even not to see the value of others or in others. Teach us, Lord, after this lesson, that in every person you have a purpose and a work that you want to accomplish. Teach us, Heavenly Father, how we can forgive those who offend us, how we can live in harmony and in peace with all those people around us. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for who you are. All the listeners, bless them abundantly. All the presenters at the Adventist World Radio, each one of them, Lord, meet them at their points of need and bless them abundantly. Thank you for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mfundis, thank you ever so much. Please do not get tired. Continue coming and continue ministering. Your ministry is a blessing. Thank you very much for your time, Mfundis.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. You are wonderful. You are a blessing. Thank you so much.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.